Hey.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for tuning in today. It is hashtag No Limits. And on today's show, I am so excited to have a mother-daughter team. We will get to them in just a minute. Hashtag No Limits is a show about people who society has placed limits upon, but who have busted through those limits. Ophelia says in Hamlet, we know who we are, but not who we will be. Excuse me. And I believe that to be 100% true, and that there is no better example of that than the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. And I have extra reason to smile about the butterfly example today. I didn't tell them anything about butterflies, and they will tell you about their shirts. The caterpillar literally dissolves into its cells, and then it reforms into the butterfly. And then, as if that's not difficult enough, it has to struggle to get out of the cocoon in order for its wings to be strong enough to fly. And while none of that is an easy task, neither is busting through the limits that society places upon a person. And so today, I'm very excited to bring this mother-daughter team to you. And I'm not going to give you their names. I'm going to have them tell you who they are, and we will go on from there. So welcome, guys. Thanks for joining.
Thank you, Shelley, for having us. My name is Elisha Martin.
And my name is Macy Martin.
Martin. Yeah. So tell us a little bit. So why was I smiling extra, and why did Macy hold up her shirt? What's on your shirt, and who's that about? Sure.
Okay, so our shirts were designed by Grace Key. She also has Down syndrome. She's 24 years old, but she started her own t-shirt business a few years ago. Her t-shirt business is called Candidly Kind.
She wears glasses.
And Macy loves her because she posts a lot of videos on social media.
I love her
wearing makeup, putting on makeup. She has a huge following on Instagram, and that's how we discovered her. This t-shirt design, it's yellow with blue butterflies, which represents the colors of Down syndrome. It has 21 butterflies for trisomy 21.
Thank you for the
chat. Yeah, mom did a great job, didn't she, Macy?
Oh, yes.
So, Macy, how old are you?
Could be.
Yes, you.
Oh, okay. I would say 13.
Oh, yeah. Goodness. The teen years, Mom. How's that going?
Definitely tell she's in her teens.
Yeah.
She thinks she's so grown.
You are.
Macy. As you can see. Oh, yeah. She's definitely a teenager now.
I guess me. So you are. That's a girl.
All right.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, Macy, what school do you go to?
Oh, I go to Robertson Middle School.
Middle School.
Close to my house.
It's close to the house.
That's good. Do you ride a bus or do you walk or how do you get to school?
I get to my van.
She goes to before and after school program.
Van.
And the van brings her to and from school.
Yep.
Awesome.
Hey, guess what? No school.
She said no school.
No school. Yeah. Is it summertime?
It's summer.
What?
Yeah, summertime.
Yeah. Okay, so you mentioned school and I see you dancing. So I want to ask you, were you in a play for school recently?
Yeah.
What did you do? Tell her. You did a dance? Tell her.
Oh, yeah. I did dance and choir.
You did dance and choir for your spring showcase?
Yep.
Really?
Dance for Miss Venus.
All right. So, Macy, I don't know if mom told you, but she sent me a video of some of your dance moves. Did you know that?
Yes, that is.
All right. Can I show that video?
Yeah.
Come on. All right.
Let's go.
Okay. Let's see. It should have volume, so hopefully this works.
Okay.
Going through a party in the county.
And this is you back here?
Everybody
in the old o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around 10 o'clock tonight. What is your bad right? So join me, home, have some fun. When the night starts, we're going to rock around 10 o'clock tonight. We're going to rock, 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 rock. I'll let it know what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind. This world's not happy. Little
Ricky's just great for goodbye.
Really good. Okay, back one.
She said you did. She said that was awesome. What do you say? Say thank you.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Yeah. And yeah. Did I hear you say when we were watching it, I'm so good?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she is.
I agree.
Confidence.
Well, she yeah. should be. You did awesome in that. I thought oh, that was quite you, amazing. Yeah. It kind of looked like maybe your partner forgot some of the moves when you had to do the turns.
Mm-hmm. Jeremiah,
but,
he forgot
yeah.
what to do.
Oh, yeah. Help him. I like him. He's the best boy.
He's the best. Yeah. yeah. Well, that's you did a great job of improvising and just twirling yourself, even though he didn't spin with you. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So, what grade are you in?
For me?
Yep.
Great.
Oh, I'm in eighth grade.
Oh, going into eighth. Oh, sure, because it's summer. So, yeah, you're going into eighth grade.
Yep. And I'm in eighth grade.
And do you know what grade? Do you know what you go to after eighth grade?
What's after eighth grade?
You've been talking
about it. No, you're already in seventh grade. You always talk about where you're going to go to high.
Oh, high school.
High school. Yeah.
See, she was fine.
Is she worried about it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready for that. But she always talks about it. Because I'm like, you're going to eighth grade. Not she was fair. Like, in high school? I'm like, not yet. Like, let's get through middle school first. So,
Washington Middle School. That's a big part.
Yes, that's where
you're Robertson going. Middle School. Yeah. So we've got Megan M saying, "Go Macy, go."
Oh yeah,
Macy. Who is Megan M? That's Miss. Who is that?
Miss Kim.
Yeah, and we've got Andretti Jones saying Macy, and she's got a nice heart. Emoji
that's
there.
Nanny. That's Nanny. That's one of her aunts.
My aunt.
Your aunt. Yeah. And DeWine. Am I saying that right? DeWine?
Yes, DeWine. Okay. Yes.
And yes, we have all kinds. And so I'm not sure what she's referring to, but she said definitely can tell probably that you're really good at dancing.
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And she laughed at the fact that you said no more school.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So
Courtney says Macy is so excited.
That's her sister. That's her big sister.
Oh, Courtney, very cool.
That's my sister.
Awesome that she's joining. And DeWine loved the video.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you all so much.
Yep.
Yeah.
So go Macy sister. With some dance moves. And all right, Macy.
Yay.
Good job, Macy. Says, Daddy is watching.
Daddy. Hey, Daddy. Daddy. I love you.
I bet he's
Daddy. See you tomorrow.
Oh, and Andretti says, I can't believe she's going to be going to high school soon.
I know. Me either. Can't believe it.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, these 13 years have definitely gone by really fast.
Oh, no, really that she was fast. A teenager. Sorry that.
Really
comment earlier. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah. So, Macy, can I ask you another question?
Yeah, could.
Okay. What is your favorite subject in school?
Math and science.
Science and math?
Yeah, both.
Wow. That's not typical for a girl. That's very impressive.
Yep. That's how I learned.
Yeah. What is your what do you like about science?
Ooh.
What do you learn in science?
A science?
Yeah, what kind of stuff do you learn?
Podcast.
Huh?
I said,
no, project. Project?
Yeah.
What kind of, so you do a science project?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did just like.
Macy, you don't do that in science class. Hello. Y'all learn about the trees and the birds. Okay.
About
tell me Shelly.
Fish.
And about fish? The okay, fish? Yeah, tell me Shelly. What you learn in science? That's good.
I said fish.
Oh, yeah. She does a little sign language, too, so.
Oh, that's awesome.
He told me in the car.
She taught you sign language in the car?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I told her in the car. I said, you may get asked to do some sign language. She taught herself. We didn't teach her sign language, but because of some of the students in her class, like in elementary school, were nonverbal. They would watch this show called Sign Time with, Sign Time with Alex and Leah. Form time, and so she would watch it at home and teach herself the sign, you know, the signs. So
that's awesome.
Oh, see,
what does that one
mean?
What does that one mean?
What does that mean?
What you just do?
What?
You just what does this mean?
What does that one
mean?
She asked, what does that mean? What is that? To sign? That means to sign? Oh, sign time with Alex. Yeah. How do you do mama? How do you do mommy in sign? Show her. How do you do mommy? And how you do daddy? All right. Good.
Awesome.
Yep. Mommy and daddy. Mommy, daddy.
How do you do thank you? Remember thank you?
Is what thank you this one? Macy's thank you that thank one? You? Is it that? Yeah, awesome. We have Douglas Henry saying Macy is the best.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my employees.
Oh, okay, fantastic.
Yeah,
and
we shared it on Facebook. So
what is that?
Not surprised by the people joining in. And, Ileana.
Yeah, she says, hi, Macy. Wonderful math and science. She's very excited that you like math and science.
Oh, so sweet.
And then she goes on to say, great job, Macy. I need you to teach me sign language. So Ileana wants you to teach her some sign language.
Okay.
Bye.
So maybe you can do that sometime when the next time you're with her.
Yes.
Yes,
she gets
I did it.
This as well. So.
All right.
I love her the best.
You love her the best. Well, that's very cool. So, is she your favorite teacher? Is she a teacher at school?
Tell her who's your favorite teacher.
Who is your favorite teacher?
Tell her.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Miss McHugh.
Miss who?
Miss McHugh.
Miss
McHugh. Okay, because I heard Kino, and I was like, wow, I'm your favorite teacher.
Yeah, so the one who joined in, it was under Megan M.
McHugh.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's one of her favorite teachers. And if you don't mind, I want to share something I got from Miss McHugh.
So, oh, my God.
Miss McHugh has been her teacher, her case teacher the past 2 years, so for sixth and seventh grade. And she notified us at the end of the school year she wasn't returning. And so I was like, well, please make sure you take a picture with Macy so, you know, when she goes back to school next school year, she don't see you, she can have, you know, a reminder of who you are. And she just so happened to be her math and science teacher. Go figure.
Oh, now it's all making a lot more sense.
Yeah. So in one of her last text messages to me, she said,
Macy.
she sent me a text and she said that there was three things that she learned from Macy that she hopes she never changes about herself. Number one was question rules and authority.
Okay, you're gonna hear.
Number two, ask for help. You don't have to do everything on your own. Mm-hmm. And number three, have fun in serious situations.
That's awesome. That's great advice.
Learn from Macy. So.
It's like Macy Wilderness and Chosen.
So that's very interesting, Macy. And I really like what Ms. McEwen said because I don't know if you guys know it, but I wrote a book. And the book has 10 chapters in it. And 9 of the chapters are, well, they're all true stories. 1 chapter is mine. And the other 9 chapters are different people that I know who have special needs. Mm-hmm. And at the end of each chapter, I write what each of them taught me the time that I had known them.
Wow. So, that's awesome.
Yeah. So that's really cool that your teacher wrote the same thing about you, because honestly, those of us who are privileged enough to teach students in special education, we probably learn as much as what we teach, possibly more.
Absolutely. I can believe that because I say the same thing. Like, you know, Tony, Macy's father, and I, we teach her things all the time, but I feel like we learn just as much from her just because of how she thinks about things. It's just so pure and innocent and just in a different way, you know.
Right.
Too much.
Macy.
She talks too much.
First of all, you talk a lot more than I do. But we both are social butterflies.
Yeah.
That's good. So Sam Linder says, I like those shirts, party people.
Oh, what? Thank you, Sam. That's Sam. Say hi, Sam.
Hey, Sam boy.
So Sam is one of my employees as well. And he recently got married last October. Him and Macy developed this really good relationship. Him visiting, you know, for her parties and stuff like that. So Macy was the flower girl in his wedding.
That's so awesome. So we are getting some fabulous comments. Andretti is Macy's two girls.
Oh, yes.
And Naisha?
Oh, Naisha.
Naisha. Yes, my cousin.
And here's your sister again saying she definitely has taught us all how to love unconditionally and find the joy in life.
Absolutely. Thank you, Courtney. Yes. Macy, say hi. Thank you to Courtney.
Hey, Courtney, my sister.
So, Macy, can I ask you another question?
Of course. Go for it.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Good question here.
Thank you.
I would be a teacher right now.
You want to be a teacher?
Yes, I love teaching.
You love teaching? What type of student do you want to teach, or what grade do you want to teach?
What, three?
Yes, you want to teach little kids or big kids?
I want to teach big kids.
Big kids?
Big kids? You want to teach high school?
Yeah.
That big? Really? Yeah. Oh, that's not the age for me. I never wanted to teach high school. But my husband, that's the age.
Wait, hey, your husband?
Yeah, my husband's a teacher.
My husband's a teacher. And she plays school all the time by herself. She has her imaginary students, and she gives them assignments.
Are you a strict teacher to your imaginary students?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, she gets on them.
What do they do? Do they get in trouble?
Do your students get in trouble?
Huh?
Do your students get in trouble? When you teach in the class, do they get in trouble?
Nope.
They don't?
Nope.
Because sometimes I hear you fussing at them. Sometimes you fuss at the students if they're not listening. I think she imitates what she hears when she's in the class. She's a strict teacher, though.
I bet. I bet. Well, that's so exciting that you want to be a teacher.
Alana, my sister.
Alana is like her play sister.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I love this for you all. My sister's already camera ready.
My sister. We're sister. Bye.
And Douglas Henry says Macy is truly an angel on earth.
Oh. Yes, she is. That's Doug.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Leah.
So Macy, to me, it sounds like you have a lot of fans Do you think you have a lot of fans, people who love you?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't mean it's great.
Bye.
And I think that might lead into another video that mom sent me.
Ooh, Bobby.
Ooh, I know. She was sending stuff to me and you didn't know about it. She told me that you won an award at school.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember winning the award?
Remember getting your certificate?
Yes.
Do you know what it's called?
Yeah.
What is it called?
Torchbearer. Torchbearer.
Huh?
Torchbearer.
Torchbearer.
Torchbearer. And what does a torchbearer, what did you have to do to earn that award, that certificate?
Oh, so I said for Macy Martin.
They said your name, but what did you have to do? You had to be a good citizen. Say citizen. A good citizen. And leader.
A leader.
And you had to get nominated by a teacher. You know who nominated you?
What?
Tell her who nominated you. Do you know?
What?
For the award.
What?
Who's your favorite teacher?
It's you.
Miss McHugh. You nominated you. Yes. So tell her.
Yeah.
Tell her who nominated you.
Why?
Because.
Her name is Miss Q.
All right. I'm going to show the video now. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
She said, go for it.
Got it.
Our next torchbearer was nominated by Mrs. McHugh, Macy Martin.
Yeah, Macy Martin. Yep, Macy Martin.
All right, Macy.
Nominated by Ms. Brown.
Oh, that's so awesome. And mom also shared a picture of you holding that award. So I'm going to pop that up really quickly.
Yep.
Because we only got to see that for just such a short time. So there you are holding your award. How did that make you feel to get that award?
How did it make you feel? Are you happy or excited?
Yeah, I'm a little bit happy. Yeah.
You're a little bit happy?
You're a little bit happy?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Macy, are you a silly girl?
Yeah.
Oh, she loves to meet it. She'll be like, Mommy, call me silly.
Yeah.
Like Macy. Like, you are silly, but that's not something, you know.
Yeah.
You want someone to just call you, but she gets it a lot from me because I'm pretty silly myself.
Yeah. So Andretti was replying to Douglas's comment about you being an angel on earth and said, yes, you are.
Oh, that's so sweet, Lily. We love you, girl.
And DeWine says, you are cracking her up.
Yep. That's her.
And you're being congratulated by Nyasha about your certificate.
She said, way to go, Macy.
Thank you, girl.
And Michael Trotter says, that's my girl.
That's Mike, yeah.
Yep.
So Mr. Mike works at the academy she goes to, the before and after school, MI3.
Okay.
And she calls him Mickey Mouse.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
He supports her. He attended attended the showcase when she performed her dance and sang.
Oh.
So. We invited him to join today. Why do you call Mr. Mike Mickey Mouse? Do you know? She's asking, why do you call him Mickey Mouse?
Who?
Yeah, why do you call Mr. Mike Mickey Mouse?
I call him Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
But why?
Because I like him.
Because you like him?
Because you like him. And do you like Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
I tell you got to see Mickey Mouse. You went to Disney for spring break.
Disneyland. I love.
Whoa. What was your favorite part?
Confessions. Yeah. Roller coaster.
Yeah.
Roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me.
So you liked maybe Magic Kingdom? Maybe Magic Kingdom. Anidra.
Anidra. Hey, girl, hey.
This says, congratulations, Macy. You are the best.
She's one of my close friends. And she watches Macy for me sometimes. So thank you for joining, Anidra.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for joining us.
That's awesome. Okay, Macy, can I ask you another question?
Of course.
Here we go. What do you do for fun?
Me?
Yep.
Exactly. What you doing now?
Dance and choir.
Dance and choir.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite song? Ooh. I skipped one. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I went out of order.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. Okay. What's your favorite song?
No, you skipped number nine.
She said you skipped number nine.
I know. I'm sorry. I did. I just, because we were talking about choir, it seemed like a natural question to ask. Okay, so well, let's go back to number
just
nine.
Just in case to keep her focused and make sure she knew the answers.
Right. Okay, yes, Macy, you're right.
Just go ahead and answer. What's your favorite song? Then she'll go back to that one.
Okay.
What's your favorite song?
What?
Tell her.
I said, Jesus.
My Jesus.
My Jesus.
It's a Christian song by
Tasha Layton.
It's a
no.
Oh no, but we like Tasha Layton too. It's by Ann Wilson.
Ann Wilson. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
That is. Yeah. That's every time we get in the car, Mommy, can you play My Jesus?
Oh my God. See.
Can you sing some for us, Macy? Ooh. Do you know it without the music?
Let me tell you about My Jesus.
Yeah.
You want to sing it? You want to sing a little bit of it? Hold on.
Yes.
Sorry. We just listened to it earlier.
Okay. What?
Let me see. Yeah. I'm going to put on a little bit of, so I'm going to put it kind of low so you can sing a little bit for her, okay?
But I'm going to hear it. Let me see.
Are you?
Mommy.
Hold on. Go sing a little bit for her?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you trusting?
I like that song too. I was trying to sing along a little bit, but I wanted to hear you, not me.
She paused it. See?
Yeah, I paused it. Just want to get a little bit. Good job, Macy. You just
that was awesome.
She said that was awesome.
Oh,
so Ileana says, beautiful. Sing, Macy.
Thank you, girl. Thank you.
And I just love Macy. Such a sweet girl, says Shannon
Wilson. Yeah, one of our other church members. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, we're getting all kinds of hearts now. Great job. Ooh. And Macy was ready for the concert.
I know, that's why I had to stop her.
I would have been happy to listen. Okay. Macy, can I go back and ask you the question that I skipped?
Oh, of course. Definitely.
Okay. Number nine. What's your favorite food?
Oh, that's a good question here. Pizza.
Fish?
That's a pizza.
Oh, pizza.
Pizza.
That's a good question here.
Pizza. Oh.
So I can see why that would have been a little confusing. Oh, yeah. She loves pizza. If I would let her eat it every day, she would.
Are you talking about Mom?
Oh, yeah.
You know she's right there. She can hear you.
Yes, she knows.
Do you eat? What do you eat on your pizza, Macy?
Huh?
What kind of pizza do you eat?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni. Oh. Do you like any other toppings?
Yeah.
Or just pepperoni?
Pepperoni.
That's just it. Pepperoni.
Just pepperoni and cheese. So simple.
Yeah, I'm not a big pepperoni pizza fan. I like the other stuff on my pizza.
Thank you.
So, Mom, I could continue to talk just to Macy, but of course I want to include you in the conversation.
Girl.
And we want to talk about the limits that she has busted through. But in order to know what she's busted through, we have to know what some of the limits were that were placed upon her.
Sure, absolutely. When she was born, we didn't know she was going to have Down syndrome. So that was, you know, surprising to us. It wouldn't have changed anything had we known. It's just I wasn't educated on it. I knew of a little boy in the neighborhood who had Down syndrome, but that was the extent. So I knew it was going to come with some, you know, some challenges And it did. She was born with a heart murmur. She had some complications after she was born. So she was in the hospital almost 2 weeks. But what I learned early on about Macy was she was so strong. Like, even though she had low muscle tone, she had a lot of strength, even as a baby. And I'll never forget, it was a few weeks after she was born. We were at my parents' house because she was born right after Hurricane Ike, and our power was still out of the house.
Yep.
So we were at my parents' house. One day I was like sitting up on the bed, and she was trying to like crawl up me. And I said, "No, Macy, you can't do that." And she just burst out crying. And so immediately I learned a lesson. Like, don't tell her what she can't do. Not from that standpoint. She was just trying to climb up me because I was kind of like halfway sitting back.
Right.
And, so I learned early on not to tell her what she couldn't do, which was a good lesson for me to learn. But, you know, of course, with her being diagnosed with Down syndrome, she had to start therapy really early, like as a newborn, pretty much. With speech therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy. And we were told, like, to try to get her to learn sign language because she may not be verbal. Or it would take a long time for her to learn to start talking. See? Oh, Elise, that's Sam's wife. That's Elise.
Elise. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
So that was, so she had she had the heart murmur when she was born. We were told, she would be delayed in talking, walking, all those things. And so we heard the doctor, but we didn't put any limits on her. We prayed over her and just believed God that she would have a full life. And when she went back for her 6-month checkup, I think it was with the cardiologist, the heart murmur had closed. So we were grateful for that. We were told she was going to have poor vision, possibly poor hearing.
What's that?
Just all these different things. But we just took, one thing at a time. One thing my husband and I decided early on was that we wanted her to live as normal of a life as possible. So we didn't show her any special treatment or let her get away with things and use Down syndrome as an excuse. We wanted her to be the best version of herself she could be. So we would just push her. If she did something wrong, she would get disciplined. But we had to do it in a way to where she would understand why she, got in trouble. Mm-hmm. So in the moment was the best thing. Like if she got in trouble at school for something, her teachers need to call me in the moment so that way I can talk to her about it. And then when she get home, she may, still get another discipline. Mm-hmm. So things like that just really helps in her being able to overcome some of the barriers that were set on her. In school, she made honor roll from the time of fourth grade up until this past year in seventh grade, she would make honor roll almost every 6 weeks. She didn't miss school unless she was really sick. So some 6 weeks she got even perfect attendance.
Yeah, that's sad.
And, everywhere she goes, she makes herself known. Like her teachers have always loved her because she makes you love her, just her personality. And so I feel like they, not to say they treated other kids differently, but it's like, I think her teachers wanted to help her even the more so because they saw how she was. Like she wants to learn. She loves to learn, but she also likes to lead. Sometimes she does have to be reminded she's not the teacher. She is still a student. Not right now. So that was, some of the things like learning how to read. It wasn't until I would say the past 2 years when she really just learned how to read. She knew sight words and that sort of thing, but to read sentences and that sort of thing, it's been within the past 2 years. But we just encourage her when we see she likes something, she loves to draw, color. So the things that we see that she likes to do, we just encourage her to continue doing it. She was doing tutoring.
Thank you.
This past school year, one of her teachers had a side business. Thank you. So Macy, stop, don't do that. So she was doing tutoring just so she could learn how to read even better and that sort of thing. But I think the biggest thing we learned was not to put limits on her. And I'll never forget this moment. One day when she was still in the hospital, I was on my way to go visit her. And I just heard, God's spirit. Like I just heard in my spirit something say, she may be disabled, but I am not. It really stood out to me like, yes, she may have some disabilities, but God is able to do anything exceedingly and abundantly above we can ask or think. And so in that moment, I was like, okay, God, like I know you are able to do anything. So I'm going to trust that you are going to be with her throughout her life. And, you know, I would pray, like, God, if she doesn't understand anything, if she doesn't know anything, as long as she knows you, I know you're going to take care of her. And he really has, like, she has her own special relationship with God. And I'm grateful for that. And anybody that knows her and meets her, you can tell, you can see it. Yes, she's still a child. She does some childish things, but she loves God. For her favorite song to be My Jesus, that should tell you something. Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, her light just shines wherever she goes. She doesn't meet a stranger. People just gravitate to her. But I believe it's because of the love of God that he's put inside of her. Yes, she's different. Yes, you know, they call it special needs, but I think God made her special for a reason. And even her name, Macy, it's the way we spell it, M-A-I-S-I-E, is Hebrew, and it means wished for child, you know. And so after she was born, you know, I was questioning, like, well, God, don't let her have Down syndrome. Like, why would they say she may have Down syndrome? But God reminded me, you chose this name. You wanted this child. Now you have her. But he also reminded me how the scripture says how we're fearfully and wonderfully made, you know. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't make mistakes. So he made her this way for a reason. And I believe the world will one day know her story. And it's through opportunities like this to get her story out there. But if I had her all over again, I wouldn't change anything about her, because, again, I've learned probably just as much, if not more, from her than she's learned from me, because of just her pure heart. She's so loving. She's so forgiving. She's so happy. Like, if she's sad, it must have been something really bad to get her. But even when she's sad, it's like only for a moment. I could say something or tickle her or something, and she's laughing all over again. I just realized, like, as far as limits that was put on her to not accept them. So when she goes to, you know, her evaluation each year at the Down syndrome clinic, they'll say, oh yeah, she's only at a 5-year-old level in this area. She's only at, you know, 6 in this area. And I hear what they're saying. I'm like, okay. But in my mind, I'm like, you don't know Macy.
Right.
She is so much smarter in other ways and in other areas. She has so much intuition. Like, she can tell when somebody's going through, someone's sad, when they need a hug. People call it Macy hugs. Like, there's none like it. She gives the best hugs ever. She just, I don't know, she just has something about her that we couldn't give her. It only can come from God.
That is right.
So just grateful for that. But I believe she has so much potential, and there really aren't any limits on her and what she can do in life.
See?
Because she's of who she is and whose she is.
She's smart.
I'm smart. Thank you.
Mommy, smart. You're an aunt?
Oh, yes. Hey,
she's an aunt.
Okay, Macy, who's your niece? Tell her who's your niece.
Where's my sister?
Okay, Courtney's your sister, but who's your niece? So tell her what's your niece's name. Tell her.
What?
Tell her your niece's name.
Could be?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Baby Erin.
Baby Erin.
Erin.
Yes. Yeah. Erin is Courtney's daughter. She'll be 3 in July. So, but yeah, Macy and her talk on FaceTime all the time.
Oh. Hey, so you don't live close. Huh? And Douglas Henry says Shirley.
Oh, yeah. That's a little inside joke.
Guess what? What?
Mommy is a good teacher here.
Mommy is a good teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet she is.
Thank you, Macy.
If you are one of her students, she has done a beautiful job.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. So, Alicia, I love so much what you said kind of in the middle of all of that. Is that if you had it to do all over again, you would not change a thing about her.
Yes.
And I think, I think that is just beautiful in what so many people need to understand and hear, because I'm a former special education teacher and in writing my book and interviewing the families that are in the book, so often they feel like people don't want their children to be alive. And they think that it's a burden. They think that it's a difficulty. They think that it's somehow, you know, having a child with a disability is a less experience than having the one who doesn't have a disability. And I'm not saying it. I'm so overwhelmed by what you said that I'm not saying what I'm trying to say, but I think you understand.
Yes, I do understand. Yes. And being that, you know, and I appreciate that. And I'm glad I was able to say that without getting too emotional about it, but I absolutely mean it. And I know if you asked my husband, if he could come in the chat, he would probably say the same thing. But I do have a son. I have an older son. He's 28 years old and super smart, went to college on an academic scholarship. So talk about a big difference. You know, between the two, they're 15 years apart. And I had to learn how to raise Macy in a similar way, but different way, you know, because of her diagnosis of Down syndrome. And my son, we have a good relationship, love him. It's just with Macy, it's different. You know, I had to train her in a different way, teach her in a different way. But again, it's just like she brings so much joy and happiness and love to all those around her. And to me, it's like it's like the pure love of God, the unconditional love that sees no color, sees no age, sees no boundaries. It's just pure. And, you know, that's why I wouldn't trade it for the world, you know? So, you know, we think that if we don't have a disability, we're normal. That's how we classify it. But who's to say we're normal?
Right.
Someone with Down syndrome isn't normal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I've learned so much over the years. Yes, it is. It can be challenging, you know, when you do have a child with special needs or with disabilities, you know, it requires a lot more patience and, you know, a lot more work at times. There's sometimes I'm like, God, just give me the strength. And sometimes I just don't feel like I have it because I'm a full time, you know, I work full time as well. And my husband works for the railroad and he's gone days at a time. Mm-hmm. So it's not always easy, but it's worth it because, I mean, she just brings so much joy to where it's like you want to do for her. You want to support her. You want to help her. You know, you want to show her love. Because that's what she's going to do for you. She is going to be your biggest cheerleader. She loves to compliment people. She will make you feel so good about yourself. Mm-hmm. There's been times when I was down and she could tell and she would say something to cheer me up, you know? So it's like, why wouldn't, you know, you want a child like that?
Right.
So.
Yeah. And I 100% agree. And I'm so thankful that God put me into the world of special education. When I was young, I wanted just to teach general education.
Gotcha.
And literally, like from the time I was 9, I wanted to be a teacher, but I wanted to teach general ed. And throughout the rest of my schooling, up until the time I got my special education teaching degree, this little voice would say, you should teach special education. And I would, you know, say, oh, I'm not going to have high enough expectations. I'm not going to have anything to connect to them with. I'm not going to, you know, I had all these excuses and that voice just kept coming at, you know, every few years.
Wow.
And then God put me in situations where I was working with kids with disabilities or learning differences or whatever you want to call it. And I didn't realize that they were the kids that were the ones that would be in special education. My view of special education was skewed because I'm 51 years old. So when I came through school, the ones who were considered special education were, you know, much more severe. The ones, you know, it was almost like I started school when the special education law came into effect.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, we still had the kids that were down the hall that nobody went
to. You're right.
Everybody else. And, but he put me in positions where I had opportunity and I fell in love with kids who learned differently. And that's that's what I've always referred to my students because they're all learning. They just learn differently than
majority
of students.
Absolutely. Yes.
And as I said, in my book and I've been a special educator now for 30 years in different roles, not all of that as a full-time teacher, but I have learned so much about life, about perspectives, about attitudes, about loving unconditionally, about perseverance. You know, so many things that make a person who they are even more so than what they learned academically in school.
You're right. I agree. Yeah.
So I'm just so thankful that I, you know, eventually he put me in enough spots where I went, okay, God, I get it. Yes, I'm going to go into special education. So apparently your sister, Andretti, says,
okay, Andretti, don't make me cry.
Maisie could not have had a better person. And she corrected her typing to be her mother.
Yeah. I do.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Hello. Thank you. Andretti.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, just the joy. I mean, I've not met either one of you before today. I mean, we've chatted, you know, for getting today ready, but the joy that I have felt the first half of this when it was pretty much all Macy. Yeah. And obviously all these people who have commented and are saying hi, they feel that joy that you're talking about.
Yes.
And it infuriates me and breaks my heart at the same time when I hear people talk about getting rid of people with Down syndrome.
Yes.
You know, that,
it's so sad.
They have no idea
of what they're missing out on when they do, you know?
Yeah. And yeah, like you said, there's challenges. She's not always happy. She's not always compliant. You know, she's sometimes, you know, you probably don't always understand what she's trying to say to you, and you have to
deal with that. Be a challenge in itself. Yes, absolutely. Right. Yes.
But the overarching everyday life that you have with her is a happy one.
Absolutely.
I mean, raising any child, I only have one. She's 22. And yeah, overarching, she was an amazing child to raise. But yeah, we had our days. We had our moments, you know, as you probably did with Courtney and as you probably did with your older son. You know, that's just being a parent.
Yes.
But there's a story in my book. And by the way, if anybody's interested.
I was going to ask you, what was the name of your book so I can make sure we got it?
let me grab it here. It's kind of buried under a stack of other things, but it's called Those Who Can't Teach. This title came because I had some other title. And one night as I was praying about the book, he asked me the question. He says, why do you hate that saying, those who can do, those who can't teach? I said, because it makes me feel, you know, less than every other profession in the world. And he said, that's exactly how everyone in your book feels. And he says, but what have you learned from all of the people in your book? And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, and I started naming all these things. He said, so it truly is that those who are told they can't, because I'm sure, you know, you were saying, oh, she's going to have speech delays. She's going to have walking delays. She's, you know, she's not going to read. She's not going to do math, whatever.
Thank you.
That's in my teaching career. I heard that so often about students that worked with me, you know, they can't do this. And I had, there's a girl in there who has Down syndrome, and they found out when they were pregnant, and their doctor asked them at multiple visits,
if they wanted,
do you want to terminate the pregnancy?
Wow. It's so sad.
Yeah. That infuriates me and breaks my heart all at the same time, because we miss out, you know, on so many things, all those lessons that we have learned, that you have learned from her, that all the people that
have
joined our chat have said that, you know, she is amazing.
And yes.
She brings a joy to the world that may not otherwise be seen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I guess she can tell, you know, this is a little emotional to talk about. So. Okay, but I told you, she's very intuitive.
She cries a lot.
She said, are you okay?
She cries a lot.
Cry a lot, Maisie.
Anyway.
No.
Yeah.
You make her smile a lot.
Oh, yes. Yes.
She cries a lot. I think that might be your sister. Yes. Yeah, that's 100% true.
I mean, I'm somewhat sensitive, but I wouldn't say I cry a lot, but I am a little sensitive.
But that's why.
Yeah, well, I mean, I appreciate you, and, you know, like you said, wanted to work in general education, but chose to work in special education because just like people say, you know, God give special children a special parents. I believe when it comes to teachers, the same. It takes a special type of person to teach kids that have some type of, you know, difference. And so, so I applaud you for that because I know it, that's not easy. Leaving, yes, you know, Macy at school for 8 hours a day with her teacher. Like, so when it's time for Teachers Appreciation Week, like, I make sure I always give them something nice. They got Bath and Body Works gift cards. Ms. McHugh can attest to that because I know that you can choose not to, you know, you can choose not to teach special education. So thank you.
And I think, like for myself, it's a calling. Mm-hmm. And I think many, I'm not going to say all, mm-hmm. but many special education teachers have that, mm-hmm. as do many gen ed teachers. I don't want to say that it's only calling to be a special ed teacher. I appreciate your kind words. And there was a very long time when I would have teachers tell me, gen ed teachers say, mm-hmm. I could do what you do. And I'm like, oh yeah, you could. And then after a few years, I'm like, no, you're right. You couldn't. Because I learned things about mm-hmm. that person.
Yes.
And about myself as well. And I went, yeah, okay, you were right. You know, it's not necessarily a good thing, but I guess it is because mm-hmm. they knew they shouldn't be in the special ed world. So
you're right.
Better that they knew that and didn't try. And
absolutely.
But sad for them because mm-hmm. they missed out. Many great opportunities and great relationships. Mm-hmm. You will probably stay in a relationship with Ms. McHugh for years and years.
Absolutely. Now. Yes. Yeah, we already talked about like possibly meeting up and everything. So whether she's her teacher or not, she'll always be in her life. And I'm grateful for
that. Yeah. So Macy, we haven't heard from you in a little bit.
She's eating grapes. She went downstairs and got her some water and some grapes.
Oh,
so she hadn't heard from you. All right. Is there something else you want to say, Macy?
I was eat grapes.
You like grapes? Yeah. Is grapes your favorite snack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a good snack.
Yeah.
I like that you like a healthy snack.
Oh, she's asking if you want.
I wish I could. They look good. I really wish that like I could just do that.
Yeah.
What would have been really cool was if I'd had my own bowl and I could have pretended like I grabbed one from her.
Abby turned 14.
Yeah, you're going to tell her you're going to. When is your birthday? She's telling me she's going to turn 14. When is your birthday? No, it's not on the air. It's not on the screen, Macy.
Do you know it?
Okay, I'm gonna write it for you, but I think you know it.
Oh my God.
When is your birthday? Yeah, tell her what month. When is your birthday? Come on.
Yeah.
When is your birthday? Tell her.
September 18th.
September 18th. Mm-hmm. Ah, so you just have a few months away from being
friends. Oh, but she's already started planning.
Okay.
So, are you going to have a birthday party? Yeah,
she has one every year. And every year, I say, I'm not doing it this year. She's not having a party.
Okay.
But the past few years, she's been planning them herself, like where she wants it at, what type of cake she wants, who she wants to attend. But everybody's usually invited.
Yeah.
Everybody's invited, young and old. She doesn't care.
That's awesome.
So don't be surprised if you get an invite.
Aww.
To the birthday party.
Well, that would be amazing. I mean, I can. Let's see, y'all are in Texas, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I like Texas. It's a really big state. I haven't been in all of it, so. Macy, that would be really neat if you invited me to your birthday party. You'd be really shocked, though, if I showed up.
Happy birthday to you,
Macy. And my birthday is September 27th. She was due September 28th. But because of the hurricane, the barometric pressure, you know, after the hurricane, it affected me. Because I actually ended up going to the hospital the day it hit. I think it hit like September 15th. I thought I was in labor because it was pre-labor. But then she came a few days later.
Oh, okay.
It's Aaron.
Yeah. Oh, Nanny Sand. Oh, this Erin. Oh, that's your other aunt.
Hey, Erin.
She says, hi, Macy.
Thank you for joining us.
You're very polite, Macy.
Oh, thank you.
Did mom teach you to be polite?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. You crack me up, Macy.
This is her normal state. This is how she is from the moment she wakes up, even when she's tired, because she does have sleep. She has obstructive sleep apnea, so she does wear a machine. I know that was a whole nother story, though. But she wakes up tired some mornings because she doesn't keep her mask on all night. But after she's up, though, it's like she's on 10. She is on 10 until she goes to bed at night. It's like.
She is. That's that last word that you couldn't quite read. That says hilarious.
Aaron says
you are hilarious. So you're doing good reading, Macy. There have been several times when I can tell that you are reading whatever it is. Like when you were answering your questions, I could tell that you were looking at the questions and you were reading them. And I've seen you trying to read and reading a lot of the comments that were made.
She's giving you a compliment. Say thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome very much. So, Andretti says, never a dull moment with Macy.
Never. Excuse me, Nanny.
Thank you. Join us.
Oh, yeah. Never a dull moment. We have a lot of family gatherings, so she's definitely the entertainment. So one day last week at the academy she goes to, I'm calling it daycare. It's not really daycare. But she was the only kid there that day. And so when I went to pick her up, I said, I hope Macy didn't work y'all too hard. So one of the teachers, he was like,
wait,
he said, oh, yes, she did. He said she entertained us for 3 hours because they have like a little room with like a stage.
Uh-huh.
She sang and danced and performed for them for 3 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
So they sent me a little video clipping that one. She can see you, Macy. Don't bring it too close. You're going to mess it up. Right here. I can see you.
Hi, Macy.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. How are you?
That's Michelle. Michelle.
Hey, there.
So just never a dull moment. It's too close. She saw your grapes, but she can't.
I can't take one. I can try. It just doesn't work.
Got
it? And your water.
Water either. Yeah, she has her own probably, though.
This is what I have.
Like to drink. Tell her what soda you like. Tell her what soda you like.
What
soda do you like? What kind of soda do you like?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, tell her. Tell her.
No.
She likes Sprite or root beer.
That's
about the extent.
Aaron, I'm sorry you missed most of the live, but it will be playing on replay, both on the Facebook page and on the YouTube channel, so you'll be able to go back and watch the rest of it. Unfortunately, you just won't be able to get live comments back, but you're welcome to continue to commenting as you rewatch it. And Alicia, it's time to stop.
I know, that went by so fast.
Yeah, she's up.
It did. I can't believe it's already time's up.
Yes.
I'm so bummed, but I'm so excited that I have had this opportunity to get to know you both and to hear your story and to learn more about you, Macy, and the wonderful things that you are doing. What do you have planned for the summer? This was not a question that was pre-planned, but what are you going to do this summer?
What are you going to do this summer? You're going to go to a water park?
Yeah.
Going to go to the water park?
There's a new one in Austin called Kalahari.
Uh-huh.
And then, we'll probably go. She loves SeaWorld in San Antonio.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Tell her what you like to do at the parks, at SeaWorld. What do you like to ride?
Do it.
Roller. What do you like to ride?
What is it?
Roller coaster.
That's your sister. She said, this was amazing. So proud of you, Macy.
Oh, thank you, Courtney.
And Dreddy said, this was so awesome. Made my day.
Thank you,
Lily. So this summer, we'll do a few little mini trips. We already did the big one going to Disney.
Yeah.
Smaller trips so she can get on some rides.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like a good summer. Macy, thank you so much for being here with me today.
Oh, you're welcome, Mother.
So now you're her girl.
All right. That's good. I'm down with that. All right. Well, guys, next week is Heather Kakata. I never say it right. She's the full sped ahead. If you're a special education teacher, you probably know who she is. So make sure you join. Thank you, everyone who joined and commented. This was a wonderful and extremely too fast hour. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye. Thank you, Shelley. We appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, parents and teachers, are you tired of IEP meetings that feel like a battle? Let's put an end to the tension and create a collaborative, calm, and respectful environment together. Shelley Kino, your go-to IEP consultant, can transform your meetings into positive and productive experiences. With Shelley Kino, your child is her top priority, your voice is heard, and you become confident. Shelley Kino is making the world better for all, one IEP at a time. Visit www.shelleykino.com for more information and set up your free 20-minute consultation today. That's shelleykino.com, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y-K-E-N-O-W.